When I was growing up, one of my favorite hymns to sing was Marching to Zion. We sang it every now and then on Sunday mornings, but we sang it a lot at my family camp meeting, which I've already told you about, probably more than you want to know. But this gathering we have of kinfolks every summer for a week, we sing all the old gospel hymns, and Marching to Zion was one that we sang at least two or three times during the week. It's just so easy to sing. We're marching to Zion. And as a kid, as a teenager, I just loved singing that hymn. But then I grew up, and I went to seminary, and I got more theologically sophisticated. And I began to wonder if perhaps the Christian church might not need to spend so much time dwelling on heaven. Shouldn't we spend more time focused on the kingdom of God being revealed here and now? Isn't it an abandonment of God's world to dwell too much on going to heaven, as if the life of faith is just all about saying, I believe in Jesus and now I'm going to heaven and that's all that matters? And so many of us in the church began to set aside some of these old hymns and some of this old theology that focused a little too much on heaven. But sometimes I wonder if we've lost something as the people of faith. I do think now that I have gone a little further in my journey, and now that I've lost both of my parents and have stood with many of you as you have lost loved ones and others across my ministry, I wonder if we do need more often to be reminded of the hope of eternal life, the promise of resurrection. Yes, we are called to be fully invested in this world and love our neighbors as ourselves. And we are also those who are awaiting that day when God shall reconcile all the world to God's self, when we shall be redeemed, when we shall be living in eternal light and love and completion. Today is All Saints Sunday. And today is one of those days when we, as the people of faith, get to step back and remember the promise of resurrection. Many things happen on this All Saints Day. We, as a community of faith, gather to name and remember those beloved saints from this particular community of faith, whom we have loved and whom we have lost. Those who have passed on into eternal life, whom we no longer see. And all of us bring with us not only members of this congregation, but members of our own families, loved ones, and friends for whom we still grieve. And it is important that we bring that grief and those tears with us. What better place to weep than among the fellow believers in the church? So as I said earlier, if your tears fall this morning, your tears are welcome in this time of worship. So we gather to remember, to acknowledge our grief, and we gather to affirm our faith in the promise of resurrection and eternal life. So why would we be hearing from the book of Joshua on All Saints Sunday? Doesn't that seem a bit odd? Well, first of all, I have to say it is in the lectionary for Sunday, so I'm not crazy. I saw it there, and I chose it because in this story of the Israelites crossing the Jordan into the Promised Land, there is a beautiful image for us at this moment on our journey. And I want to give credit where credit is due. My friend and colleague David Callis is the one who lifted up this image for me the first time. And so I want to share it with you. So what's going on in this moment in the book of Joshua? Well, if you know the story of the Israelites, they were enslaved in Egypt for hundreds of years. And then they were liberated from slavery by God, led by Moses through the wilderness for 40 years. Waiting to return to the Promised Land. And this story that Sue read for us is that moment when they are crossing the Jordan River and entering the Promised Land. How many hymns, how many spirituals, how many poems speak of the Jordan River as that veil that stands between us and eternal life? Deep river, my home is over Jordan. For us in the Christian faith, that Jordan River has come to represent that place where we cross over from this life into eternal life. And so what's happening in this story in Joshua, I want you to picture it in your mind. Hundreds of thousands of the people of God are walking in a line together and crossing the Jordan River. As the priests stand in the riverbed bearing the Ark of the Covenant, all of the people pass, one by one, into the Promised Land. What a powerful image for us on this day, as we remember and celebrate those saints who have crossed over the river, who have entered into the Promised Land. As those Israelites were passing through, there were those who crossed the river first, and those behind couldn't see them anymore. They didn't know yet what the Promised Land looked like, but they all continued walking forward and singing the songs and the psalms of the faith, knowing and trusting that they were all heading in the same direction. And they were all connected in that line, the communion of the saints. So here we are this morning, and we are remembering those who've gone before us and singing the songs of faith. Which brings me back to that hymn, Marching to Zion. As I sang it at camp meeting this summer, I noticed some things I had never noticed before. This is not just a song about heaven and what happens on the other side of the Jordan. This is a song that is sung by us, those who are still making our way in that direction. Listen to verse 3. The hill of Zion yields 1,000 sacred sweets before we reach the heavenly fields or walk the golden streets. Before we enter into that life eternal, we taste eternal life now. There are 1,000 sacred sweets for us to savor and enjoy that God has given to us here and now. And then verse 4. This is our song, the song that we sing on this side of the Jordan. Then let our songs abound and every tear be dry. We are marching through Emmanuel's ground. This is Emmanuel's ground. You know that name that was given to Jesus the Christ, which means God with us. God who became one of us and dwells among us. We are living in the land of God with us, not forsaken, and in that long and steady stream of saints moving in the direction of light and love. So let us remember all of those saints who are on the other side are cheering us on. And by their example, we continue on our journey, celebrating and looking for the kingdom of God in the here and now, and singing our songs of faith. Then let our songs abound and every tear be dry. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground, to fairer worlds on high, to fairer worlds on high. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God.